Chris Briner is the former Dean of Student and Community Affairs at SJ. He was not surprised that the partnership with Dubuque University faltered, but he was surprised by the tone of Bullock's letter.
What I didn't expect, for sure, was sort of identifying people, you know, almost specifically and saying that they were to blame. And I absolutely wasn't expecting the very last paragraph in that letter where it sort of, you know, raised up Dr. Dobler as a visionary.
Briner is the blogger Bullock refers to. He started the blog SJ Watch shortly after the campus closed in June of 2007.
I don't think that Jeffrey Bullock has a clear sense or understanding at all of the nature of faculty, staff, or students at Sheldon Jackson College. In my opinion, most of what he's learned about the campus has not been firsthand. He's visited, I think, twice, but he has not, you know, lived it. He wasn't here when this happened. I don't think people are disgruntled, you know, regarding what happened, but I think that when it comes to the leadership of SJ, they expected accountability for things that happened.
Briner and approximately 100 other staff were laid off with an hour and a half's notice 3 years ago. A common sentiment among former employees is that there never was an all-out effort at the time to bring everyone together to figure out a way to keep SJ going. Marcel LaPerriere, the former maintenance superintendent, says he's one-tenth as stressed as he was working at SJ then. He told me, "We could have saved that school." LaPerriere estimates that there is at least $50 million in deferred maintenance on the historic campus, an overwhelming prospect for Dubuque. LaPerriere thinks the proposed partnership was a ruse, a way for the SJ administration to claim that it did its best before throwing in the towel. Scott Harris, a former outdoor leadership instructor at SJ, now chairs the board of the Sitka Sound Science Center, formerly the Sheldon Jackson Hatchery. Harris says Bullock's letter has brought some clarity to his organization's relationship to SJ.
You know, it's unfortunate Dubuque's not coming, but a decision's been made, and now we can really move forward in earnest and aggressively develop other plans.
Harris says the center has been actively negotiating with SJ to separate the hatchery from the campus, but uncertainty over Dubuque has clouded the process. He thinks the lack of clear detail may have contributed to Dubuque's decision to withdraw.
You know, both Dubuque and the SJ Board of Trustees recognize that we had the capacity to do a lot of things there. You know, we successfully operated the hatchery, increased our revenue, got quite a bit of grant money, and started running educational programs. So, you know, whether Dubuque would actually own it or the Science Center or some other entity, that was never really worked out.
And, by the way, Harris says he's not disgruntled. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.